for some of you who have just arrived today. We're glad you're here. And feel free to enter in. And so I'll encourage all of us tonight. It's Monday night is our prayer night at camp. And we need you to pray. Christianity is not a spectator sport. It is something that we engage in. It's something that is part of who we are, and it's lived out actively. And so I want to encourage you. And I understand that when we gather here at camp, we've got people from all over the world. We've got people from different backgrounds of denominations and churches and styles. And so we're blending a lot of different experiences and expressions. And so we understand that. But we endeavor just to be free in worshiping the Lord and in leading out in prayer. And so we want you to do that. I won't preach a sermon, but if you read your Bibles, you'll see that there are all sorts of expressions in praise and worship and prayer. And so we want God to come and have his way. And some of those ways are obviously in song. But then beyond that, God puts a song in all of our hearts. And these songs are marvelous when you read through the words and the doctrine and the experiences and the encouragement. And so this is great. And to read out of these hymnals and sing our praise to God is wonderful as we're united in this expression. But then we also have opportunity to express ourselves in our own words and in the song God puts in our heart that may be a little bit different than the experience of some of the authors and writers of the hymns and songs that we sing, or different than the person sitting next to you. And maybe tonight it's an expression of thanksgiving for God's faithfulness, like we just sang. Or maybe it's an expression tonight as the person sitting next to you is just so thankful for God's faithfulness, and you're in another place with him. Maybe God touched you in body and you're just overwhelmed with his healing power, and you're just worshiping him for healing. And somebody else next to you just got a call from home and said you're brother, your sister just came back to the Lord, and you're just overflowing with joy because a lost one that you've been praying for came home. And so this unites us in a focus, but then we also have our own expression to say, God, what you have done for me today, what you are working in my life. And that gives us an opportunity then just to lift our voice in praise and adoration to God. Or maybe it's a time of brokenness before him. Maybe he's doing a work in your heart of humbling and repentance. And these are all good things that we come together and we want to live out. That's what this journey, these couple of weeks, are about. We're living out faith as God is working in us, and all of us have a different story to tell tonight. We're all coming in here with a different experience, but God is here to meet us where we are. And so we encourage you, just find that place. We're a little early in the second period now. We're only most of us came on Saturday. And so we're only a day or two into this, and maybe there's a little bit of tentativeness, and we're not sure, we're not quite family yet. And maybe you feel a little vulnerable and a little bit hesitant to express and open up, but I encourage you to do that. And trust me, in a week or two, we'll all be crying and hugging each other because we have to leave, and we bonded and we made such friends here, and people we didn't even know when we showed up here, we've connected with in such a deep, intimate way. And so let's just go ahead and accept that reality. We are family, and we are here just to encourage one another and build one another up. And so be free. And we're going to have a short time in God's Word tonight, and then we're going to spend more time in prayer. That'll be our focus later on. And we just need you to pray. We want you to engage. And maybe you're not real comfortable, and you really haven't done it much, praying out in a meeting. And here's how you learn to do it. You do it. And so you just go ahead. And it may be real simple. And I promise you that God loves your prayer. It may not sound good in your ears, and that's how I normally feel. It's just kind of inadequate and comes up short, but God knows your heart, and He loves to hear your cry. And so just come and just bear your heart and soul and pray for one another tonight. We'll share some needs when we go into prayer in just a little bit, but please, and not just tonight, but as we go through these couple of weeks together, that you just let God work in and through you, and don't hold back what God wants to do. And so help us to worship and praise and pray as we join together in our faith. Hymn number 77 in the White Camp Books. Number 77 in the White Camp Book. We sang it this morning. I think it would be good. Some of you weren't at table worship, so we'll bring you in on our blessing. Hymn number 77.
There's a life for us.
Lord, show us your glory. As we open your word again tonight, Lord, reveal yourself to us. Your grace, your love, your power. Your sovereignty, your healing. Your fierceness, your anger, your holiness. Give us eyes, Lord, that we might see you, and ears that we might hear you. And hearts, Lord, that we might receive you and respond to you.